5WLL KO4 NUE. 5WLL KO4 NUE. 4NUE, no contact, I'm clear. 4JFO KO4 NUE. 4JFO KO4 NUE. 4NUE, no contact, I'm clear. Station, any station, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Can I have a radio check, please?
For HKX, it's working, Chad.
Down in a hole there in Tuxedo, somewhere in Tuxedo, I think it's Zirconia or something like that. Can you give me some kind of signal report? Am I putting trash into the repeater or what?
Oh, sound good.
Hang with me just a minute. Let me find out where my threshold is. X, that's half power, 20, 25 watts, over.
Sounding good.
KX 15 watts, how about that, over? KX 5 watts, over.
Just a little bit of white noise, but you're still good and clear, completely audible.
Well, I appreciate the signal report. I got my, the thing I ordered, I was telling you about yesterday, I got it in the mail this afternoon about 1 o'clock.
I'm excited to see how they work.
But don't be surprised when it comes in. It's pretty big.
Not mine. I had it when I texted you.
I didn't play yet.
I've got to get the Anderson power poles put on it, and then I'll put it into play.
I'm gonna have to make some changes just to get it in. So my coax is getting a little bit, it's not disorganized, but it's kind of getting there. So I'm just gonna take the time and just reconfigure everything, and then I'll drop it in.
That's exactly why I haven't got it put in. I had to dig my Anderson power poles and tools to put them on out, and then get the coax, like you say, get it cleaned up, because that stuff can get chaotic in a hurry.
You pull this out and to rearrange that, and then next thing you know, you've got everything laying everywhere. So I'm just going to just take the time and just try to straighten it all out. I may even try to add a little bit more to the bench, I guess. I've got a full bench, and I'm not exactly sure how I got to this point, but it just keeps getting smaller.
I'm sitting here laughing because I'm going to do the same thing. I'm wondering, how in the world did I get to this point where I've got so much of this stuff on this desk?
Weird thing about it, you can't use it one of them at a time.
Well, now at least Anna can use one of them with you.
Yeah, and you picked up just a little bit of noise on that one. What'd you say? Okay, well, listen, I appreciate the signal report, and I think we're going to be up here all week, I guess. But we're close enough to the house, I'm going to bounce back and forth during the day, I guess. And I brought me some wire up here, and got me a dipole strung up for 7 megs, so I'm gonna see what I can do with it maybe tomorrow. And you know, just hang around and see how far I can get out of this hole. Her aunt and uncle used to own this property up here in 70s, 80s. They started a camp called Camp Flintlock. And I don't know, they ran it 10, 15, maybe 20 years. I'm not exactly sure about that. But her and her sister spent most of their childhood summers up here, you know, going to camp. And Aunt Booty and Uncle Bill died, and they, you know, sold the place. Well, the lady that bought it, she, you know, kept the camp, the, you know, fixed the buildings up. And she rents the place out, and pretty much all of the people who cycled through Camp Flintlock for those 20 to 30 years, they keep her booked, you know. So we're just, I guess, reminiscing for the next week, I guess.
You're just the other side of the mountain from me. I know right where you're at on that dirt road there. You can go on up a little bit and hook a ride there on Pinnacle Mountain Road, and it'll bring you out over here on my side of the mountain.
I came up 25, exit 1, I think that's Bob's Creek Road, and then going over a couple miles, turn left. I forget what name of road is. Flintlock Camp Roads. They're on the right, and this dirt road goes off in there about a mile, I guess.
Green River Road, exit 3.
He's trying to get in touch with James. I think he's up here somewhere, but exactly nowhere. I guess Tuxedo's a pretty big place.
We're in Zarconia right there where you're at. Tuxedo is on over on the other side of the mountain.
Well, I'm a little bit disoriented. How far is the repeater from here?
They're looking at the camp. The repeater is going to be off to your left. Maybe eight to 10 miles somewhere in that neighborhood. And Zarconia is going, or Tuxedo is going to be off to your right, across 25 and over that mountain range.
Well, listen, are you off this week, or are you out moving around, or what?
All week off. So I'm going to be around the house and hopefully messing with my radios a little bit.
It's too hot. It's about too hot to do anything else. But I need to get with you next week when you come back to work. Want me to work with him on a Yagi I built. He's thumbs up with his, and I told him I'd give him the one I built and see, you know, let him try that out and see how it works.
Just let me know.
Patrick, you have a good week, and I'll talk with you on and off, I guess. But that's KO4NUE. I'm gonna clear on out and hang around for the net. 73.
Talk to you this afternoon. If I don't talk to you again before tomorrow, you have a good 4th of July. You and Anna enjoy your time up there at the camp, and I will talk to you on down the log. KO4HK. I'll be clear. 73.